Something that people don't realize is that these hormone disrupting chemicals are actually obesogens. Our bodies are so smart. In order to protect our vital organs, we will actually store toxins in fat cells. But what will happen is when our fat cells have reached kind of this threshold of a storage, they will either expand or multiply. So a lot of times when Marilee works with clients, they call because they have a husband with an issue or usually a child with an issue. And then they call back a few weeks later and they're like, I've lost 8 pounds. I'm so confused. Marilee's like, don't be confused. These chemicals are metabolic disruptors. And when you get rid of them, your body naturally starts releasing the toxins, which means you don't need the fat to store them.
Cleaning products are basically antibiotics for your home. And that's what we're kind of talking about in today's episode with Allison. She is the founder of Branch Basics, which I use every single day. I've been using it for years and years. And we go into her story about why she switched to non-toxic products in the first place. Because yes, at one time, she was also using the typical average cleaning products full of chemicals. And we talk about how anxiety, PCOS can be reversed. We talk about how you can have fertility again if you're having infertility. And I mean, so many other things that you may not even realize have sense. And it's crazy that even things like Free and Clear products, they actually have more chemicals in them to mask the scent to make it, quote, free and clear. So they have actually more ingredients and chemicals than the non-free and clear. And I mean, we go into so many things. Obviously, the best way alternative products to use for a toxic-free home. We talk about the gut microbiome and how that is affecting just everything. And I'm telling you, this conversation, we could talk for another hour, but we're going to have her back. But this is so special. I can't wait for you guys to hear it. So let's get right into it. And you guys already know this, but I'm your host, Bethany Cameron, and you're listening to the Digest This podcast. If anyone listening right now suffers with acne or any kind of skin conditions, thyroid dysfunction, neurological problems, high blood pressure, or even TMJ, I hate to break it to you, but fluoride in your toothpaste could actually be the cause. Fluoride even contributes to acute high-level exposure. Fluoride has even been linked to abdominal pain, nausea, vomiting, and even muscle spasms, which is really crazy, you guys. So I know everyone is looking for a fluoride-free toothpaste, and I've been using Bite toothpaste bits for, oh gosh, I would say like 2 years now, which is crazy. I love them. My husband loves them too. And they have a fluoride-free version and they use hydroxyapatite, which is it's a non-toxic ingredient that I feel like is getting more attention now. So hydroxyapatite works by remineralizing enamel from within. It just reaches our innermost part of any kind of dental cavity, and it binds to plaque and harmful bacteria in our mouth. And hydroxyapatite is the active ingredient in Bite toothpaste bits. Fluoride-free toothpaste. I'm sure you guys have heard of Bite. I definitely recommend checking them out. They also have a natural tooth whitening kit as well. They also have a natural teeth whitening kit and mouthwash. So I am offering my listeners 20% off, or should I say Bite is, which I am so grateful for them and this partnership. And if you go to trybite.com/digest, you can get 20% off. You can also use the code digest at checkout to get 20% off as well. So just go to trybite.com/digest or use code digest at checkout. Trust me, you guys, you're gonna love this game changing toothpaste. And if you don't, for whatever reason, you can cancel at any time. Again, just go to trybite.com/digest. If you use a dishwasher, then listen up. There was a fairly new study published in the Journal of Allergy and Clinical Immunology that discovered commercial dishwashers and rinse agents can negatively affect gut health. According to the study, the residue from rinse agents is often left behind on dishes after they are cleaned in dishwashers. This residue damages the natural protective layer in the gut that can contribute to the onset of chronic diseases and have been linked to colon inflammation and microbiota disruption. I was shocked when I read this and quite disturbed, to be honest. I mean, here we are doing all the things to help rebuild and protect our gut and gut lining, and we are being bombarded daily by those little tablets we use to clean our dishes on the daily. So if you haven't ditched your dishwasher tablets, now is the time. Thankfully, you don't have to ditch your dishwasher and start washing everything by hand, because Branch Basics has a non-toxic dishwasher tablet you can use instead. I started using them over a year ago and love the convenience of a dishwasher tablet that is free from gut-disrupting harmful ingredients. Branch Basics dishwasher tablets are plant and mineral based, fragrance free, biodegradable, and they get the job done. So if you want to clean up your home and your health by using Branch Basics, they're offering my listeners 15% off. Just use code LittleSipper at checkout to receive a discount. I recommend starting with, obviously, their dishwasher pods. They also have a starter kit to clean all the things in your home, not just your dishes. So just go check them out. Again, you can go to branchbasics.com and enter code LittleSipper at checkout. That's LittleSipper at checkout to receive a discount. Thank you so much, Allison, for coming on the show today. I cannot wait to dive in deep, and I mean deep.
Let's go. I'm so excited. I was just apologizing off air for so many different conflicts. So I feel like finally everything has aligned and here we are. So it's going to be great.
Life throws us curveballs and we just got to roll with the punches. And you have an incredible story because life threw you a crazy curveball, which is just amazing. And I think everyone needs to hear that. So, but before you share, I do like to start off my podcast with rapid fire yes or no questions.
Ooh, I love
so it's just like five or six questions, and but you can only answer yes or no.
Okay.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay. First question. Can cleaning products ruin our health more than our food?
Yes.
Can cleaning products affect fertility?
Yes.
Are most non-toxic cleaning products just really greenwashed?
Yes.
Mm. Do, quote, free and clear cleaning products and laundry detergents, do they still contain fragrances?
Yes.
Wow. Yeah. Can cleaners affect our gut microbiome?
Yes.
Oh my goodness, I cannot wait to talk about this. Okay, last question. Now, do we need chemicals to clean?
Yes.
Okay. Ooh, all right. Now, I cannot wait to kind of dive in deep here. So for my audience, like Branch Basics, it's been such a staple in my house since like long before COVID, honestly. And I wasn't really like a germ freak. Before COVID, but I also was like, I still, you know, wanted to keep clean. And then obviously we all know what happened in 2020, but share your story because it happened long before 2020.
Exactly, exactly. In fact, Kelly and I were talking the other day to a group of men here in Houston, just kind of pitching our story and trying to get them on board. Their wives have a little group that we spoke with at two. As a little education talk, and they were so blown away by everything. They were like, can you go over and speak to all of our businessman husbands over there? So we did. And it was interesting because we were telling them, you know, we could not have planned the timing of my story and my healing. And even before that, Marilee, my aunt and co-founder, her story and her healing that then led to the knowledge that led to my healing, and which led to the knowledge of us developing a product that happened to be at the time where people were just waking up to this quote unquote non-toxic green movement. So we're just like, thank you, God, that, and plus social media, right? So, I mean, you just cannot plan these things. And I think a lot of companies out there are trying to kind of jump on a bandwagon and it feels forced, but our, you know, we ended up here truly because of our own pretty dire health situations that landed us where we are. And it just so happens that the world is ready for our product and ready for our information. So that's been great. But yeah, do you want me to just go ahead and...
Well, yeah, I mean, because what made you or what triggered you to switch to non-toxic cleaning products? Because most people, they just grow up and they just grab the Clorox. That's just like kind of what we're brought up to do. So what made you make the switch? Because you weren't always using non-toxic products, right?
Not even in the least. I mean, I grew up here in Houston, Texas, where I am now. I mean, we're like a chemical cesspool. I mean, I grew up in a very conventional home. In fact, my mom had tons of perfume that she was, I think, either selling or doing something. I don't know. In the room next to me, I mean, I grew up with every endocrine disruptor. I lived on, you know, Eggland's Best eggs, like my whole second year of life, soy formula, because it was quote unquote the best, better than breast milk, you know. So my mom was shipping it from Europe because she only wanted the best for me. I'm like, thanks. Mm-hmm. But so really, I would say most of my story comes from being sick. And we say you either have to be sick or you have to be smart to wake up. And Kelly was the smart one. And Marilee and I have been the sick ones. But essentially, I had my first menstrual cycle in sixth grade, just like everybody else. Check the box. It happened, you know, never happened again. So fast forward to high school. My mom takes me to one of the best fertility specialists here in Houston. They run a quick sonogram and the nurse comes in and is like, you have one of the worst cases of polycystic ovarian syndrome that we have ever seen. They actually asked if it would be okay if my picture was put into a textbook. Thousands of cysts on my ovaries. You couldn't even see my ovaries. And now I have almost no symptoms, right? I mean, I had some acne, but I wasn't like, I remember back in the day, it wasn't as PC, but they were like, you either have to be fat, 40, with facial hair. Like there were like three or four Fs that would qualify you as someone with PCOS. And I was none of those. So I remember asking the nurse, is there anything that I can do? Is there anything that I can not do? What can I take? What can I change? How can I? And she said, absolutely nothing. It's just some people are given, you know, these cards and some people aren't. And this is your story. And thankfully, we will have very advanced fertility treatments by the time, you know, you want to have kids, like we're already there. You will qualify for, you know, in vitro. And so here's birth control. Get on it indefinitely. And there's nothing else you can do. That's the best thing you can do. So I wore the badge of the girl with PCOS that would not be able to have kids naturally and took my birth control. I was very diligent. I just had that ongoing, you know, prescription.
And how old were you at this time?
I was 17.
Okay.
I was 17. So I fast forward to college. I went to the University of Texas here in Austin in Texas. And Kelly was there. That's where I met Kelly, who is now my best friend and my co-founder. And she watched as my body basically started breaking down. So sophomore year of college, I came down with what was kind of like, oh my gosh, my shoulders are kind of achy. I don't know if I've just been slumped over, if I slept wrong, all the way to by Thanksgiving. I mean, horrible lower back pain. I'm seeing chiropractors and physical therapists. I'm now getting steroid injections a few months later. I have several months later dropped out of school because I was registered as a student with disabilities and I couldn't sit through class. I was going all over the country, seeing the best specialists, juvenile arthritis specialists in New York, trigger point specialists in Philadelphia. I'm on hydrocodone. I'm on pain, muscle relaxers, antidepressants, sleeping pills. I'm like a walking pharmacy. And to be honest, it was pretty scary. I mean, I was still kind of able to keep up socially in college, but it was a very, very scary time. And Marilee comes along right after I had seen a doctor who said, you may have early stage MS. And so my Aunt Marilee is kind of keeping up with my story. She lives in the Hill Country here in Texas, about 4 or 5 hours away from where I was at school. And she's keeping up via my mom, but she and I weren't very close at the time. And so she finally reaches out and she says, Allison, if you're open, I'd love to talk to you. I'm thinking, I've never been more open. I mean, I'm at rock bottom here. So she starts talking to me about toxins. And this is the very first time, Bethany, in my entire life. I mean, I was eating 100 calorie packs and Splenda. I thought I was the healthiest person alive. And I mean,
I remember those.
My non-fat milk, like I look great. I'm on my Accutane, like I got everything covered. And she is like, okay, where were you when the pain started? Had you recently moved? Yes, I had. I mean, brand new apartment, all the formaldehyde ridden cabinetry and the, you know, building materials that are so toxic. It's student housing. The windows don't open. I mean, you have horribly, you know, toxic carpets and all the things. And so I thought, that's interesting that she's associating it with that. And then she asks for a 3-day diet diary. We start talking about my diet. And I will say, I'm thinking in my head, I have seen the best people in the country. And like, who are you? Like you, what medical license? What experience? What, you don't even have a cell phone. You like, make
right, you're like, who are you qualified to, diagnose me or treat?
What's happening? Little did I know that she had been consulting with people at that time for almost 3 decades. She had had 2 catastrophic events in her life that led her to have the knowledge that she had basically that she used to then get me out of all of my health crises. So one, she avoided a kidney transplant at the age of 20, using food as medicine. She had learned about using food as medicine within 10 days of completely changing her diet. Her blood work was completely different. She avoided dialysis and has not been on a prescription drug since. She's 74. A few decades later, her son is 10 years old. He is exposed, this was in the 90s. He was exposed to a very high level of chlordane, which is a now banned pesticide, while he was at school. And he went from being a smart, intelligent, very obedient, athletic boy to literally the next day after exposure, disobedient. I mean, basically he was on the autism spectrum and like pretty severe autism symptoms. You had to whisper around him. He had severe neurological issues. He was in severe amounts of pain. He couldn't go inside buildings. He was so sensitive to chemicals. She was told by the top environmental experts, poison control doctors, that he would never recover. 16 shots a day, put him in a safe room. He's basically a bubble child. This was back before they understood that the brain could regenerate neuroplasticity. And Marilee basically had that same feeling she had when she was in her 20s. And she thought, I'm not going to be subject to what we know now. Like, I know that my son can recover just like I recovered, and I'm going to figure it out. So she did. Over the next 7 years, she basically started understanding all about the environment. So in her 20s, through her experience, she learned about food. She had no idea about this whole other half of the equation, which was our environment, the pesticides, the synthetic fragrances, all the other environmental factors. So once she learned about that, he fully recovered. He was the first homeschool child to get into the Naval Academy. So that was the experience she was having. She was then working with, like I said, 3 decades of working with clients who had children with behavioral disorders, exposures, chronic headaches, cancer, infertility, endometriosis, everything. So I come along and she is using all of this knowledge and she's explaining to me that our bodies have the ability to heal. We run in the direction of healing. That is how we're made. And we just have to get out of our own way. And the things that we put in, on, and around our body are keeping us from overcoming. So when we're exposed every, night, on the pillow we lay on, to all the detergents. We have a pesticide guy coming through our house, quarterly. We are spraying our perfumes and using our, toxic toothpaste and our cookware. I mean, it goes on and on and on. It can be very overwhelming, but when you really start breaking down, okay, wow, these things that I've been doing my entire life, like maybe they're not so good for me. And just because I haven't been affected, have I been affected? It's like, just because it's common, is it normal?
I love it. Yeah.
Because everybody else is doing this or has this, or, oh, okay, well, everyone has menstrual cramps, or everyone has body odor, everyone, all the things that we don't even think about these things. No, I'm totally healthy. I mean, yes, I'm on 3 prescription drugs and I'm on thyroid medication and I'm on sleeping pills, but no, it's fine. I'm normal.
Yeah. Everyone is, right?
Yeah. Everyone. It's like, everyone's like that. So our standards for true health are so low. They're so low. And it's like, you just want to say, wake up. And so that's basically what Marilee did to me. She said, Allison, if we go to bed and we have a cut, and every single night we are going to agitate it, scratch it, it's never going to heal. But if we can just leave it alone, it'll heal. You'll look down, it'll be completely healed. Your body knows what to do. So I thought, okay, for the very first time, after seeing all these specialists and the smartest people in the room, I actually feel hope rising up in me, because there's something that I can do. Everything else had been my genetics. Everything else had been, what drugs are you taking? What, you know, what are your EKGs? What did it say? What are your CAT scans say? What are your, you know, x-rays say? What does your blood say? And Marilee just was very respectfully disinterested in all of that. She goes, okay, great. Okay, so what are you eating?
Yeah.
So anyway, we ended up going to live with Marilee in the Hill Country after graduation. And that's when Kelly's and my eyes were completely open. We've never looked back. That was the summer of 2008. And to say that it changed our lives is an understatement. I mean, we got out there and we lived in Marilee's home that was obviously free of all synthetic pesticides, fragrances. I mean, who knew that pesticides were so directly affecting the neurological system? They love fat. They're, you know, lipid lovers, and our brain is mostly fat. And so we think about Alzheimer's and ALS and behavioral disorders and brain fog and sleep issues and hormone issues. And so we were learning these things every day. We were drinking juice before juice was cool. I mean, you know, it was back then it was like orange juice and grapefruit juice, and we're drinking celery and beet and kale and carrot. Grounding. I mean, who grounds that? You know, all the things. So after 8 weeks, I was a completely new person. I was off all prescription medication. I have not been on any drugs since.
It only took you eight weeks. Wow. 8 weeks.
Yeah. And I'm telling you, it was less than 8 weeks to see major changes. I mean, after 8 weeks, I was a literally completely new person. The body is so ready to heal. It's just like, we've got to figure out what we're doing on a daily basis that's keeping it from overcoming. So I went back to that original doctor that I had been to 6 years previously. Of course, Marilee made me get off birth control. She's like, yep, that's not part of my, your synthetic estrogens are not part of my protocol. So it was a game of trust. I was not having my period at all. I went back to that doctor and I did another sonogram. I had no cysts. I mean, I had one on my left ovary and two on my right or something like that. And he couldn't believe it. I mean, he said, I've never seen anything like this in my practice. And since then, they've ended up opening a whole kind of functional environmental lifestyle arm of their practice. And it's beautiful to watch that happen. And I just kept on the path that I was on. I was eating the best that I could and living in an environment. Of course, we can't be perfect. We can't stress. That's a toxin, right? So I'm back in the world, but I'm not in the world like I was before. I am reading ingredient labels. I'm not believing everything on the front of every single label. I'm using non-toxic products in my home. And within another, let's see, year and a half, I woke up one morning and I had my period, my second natural period of my entire life. And I was 26, 25. And yeah, so we've tried three times and I've gotten pregnant four times. So I'm pregnant with my fourth right now. So it's like people can refute a lot of things, but no one can take your story away. That's kind of how I feel about my story. I'm like, okay, sure. I mean, I guess PCOS can't be reversed. And I guess, you know, what they say about this or that, but this is my story. And I'm so thankful for the platform that we have and platforms like the one that you're giving me right now, where I can give hope to people, because the last thing that we ever want is for people to feel overwhelmed. Like, knowledge is power. Ignorance is not bliss. And, you know, we just have to do what we can do at the time with the least amount of stress, and know that every single change is freeing up energy that our body has to get closer and closer to our healing.
Wow, Allison. I mean, your story is so empowering. I have so many questions. I mean, from sixth grade, you said you got your period one time in sixth grade, and then not ever again. And it came back when you were 21, would you say?
I was about 25. I've been married about a year, 25 or 26. Mm.
And you've had three kids, one on the way, and you reversed PCOS, acne, I mean, health issues, and all just from changing your diet, obviously, but also your environment.
Yes.
And I want to talk, first of all, what do you think made the most impact? Because obviously you changed your diet, but you also changed your environment. Do you think one had more impact over the other?
Oh, that's a good question. I don't know if I've ever been asked that question. here's what I can say about that. I think that a lot of people that are in this space that have kind of woken up to a more natural way of healing have thought about diet. It's almost impossible. I mean, you don't have someone that has like the perfectly clean home that's still getting takeout food. I mean, usually the food comes first. Like that, mm-hmm. we have scientific evidence that what we eat directly affects our health. What's hard about the environment is that there are such indirect impacts. So you can take, you know, endocrine disrupting chemicals like your detergent, and you can have everyone in your house use the exact same detergent, and the symptoms will likely manifest in a different way for every single person. And one person could wake up with a headache the next day. Another person could have chronic eczema. Another person could have zero symptoms and wake up at 58 with some sort of ovarian cyst or prostate issue. So that's the problem with environmental toxins, is that it is so hard to trace. Thankfully, science is actually now proving and catching up with what we have learned through Marilee's experiential data over the past 30 or 40 years. And she always says, she's like, I am so thankful that I haven't waited for science. I am so thankful that in the 90s, I could look at a doctor respectfully and say, my son's brain will heal. And now there's all these books, Caroline Leaf. I mean, you name it, neuroplasticity is like, you can't deny it, you know? So I would say it's impossible for me to have gotten to where I am now without both. You have to have both. But if you're going to go in just one direction, you're just missing the full healing. A lot of people, I also think that, you know, you never know what that thing is that's causing the symptoms. So Marilee works with tons of people. This one woman had a son who had this horrible eczema, was seeing all these doctors, steroid creams and all the things. But there was this one product that she refused to give up. And I want to say it was some sort of skincare product that she was using, super fragrant. Turns out it was so they changed the boy's diet. They had done this whole overhaul, but there was this scent that was in his life. He was a small child. I mean, he's around his mom every day, right? And Marilee said, you've got to at least see. It turns out that was the one thing. When she gave that up, his eczema had cleared. So you just never know until you try. You don't know how good you're going to feel or just what's causing that one symptom until we can just get out of the body's way.
If you've ever wondered about the non-toxic air fryers, shampoos and conditioners, organic undies, and new food products on the market, and even some not available to the public yet, and well, you want to get the inside scoop, then you need to join the 20,000 plus people that are already receiving these updates via my Friday Finds newsletter. I share information that only my subscribers get in their inbox. Stuff like non-toxic kitchen appliances, new food finds, product recalls, food news, and even personal care products we all should or should not be using. My Friday Finds newsletter goes out once a week every Friday and has quickly become some of my followers' favorite things to open in their inbox. I've even started to include a recipe in this once a week newsletter. This is not published anywhere else and cannot be found on my blog. So if you're not part of the over 20,000 people that are in the know, be sure you're not left out by going to littlesipper.com/subscribe and enter your email. That's it. It's free. There's no spam, just helpful, insightful content full of goods, literally. So pause this episode and go to littlesipper.com/subscribe. That's littlesipper.com/subscribe. Multiple studies point to a link between dehydration and a higher risk of anxiety and depression. And if you have low levels of electrolytes, it can cause anxiety or panic-like symptoms. Some of the most common causes of electrolyte imbalance are due to fluid loss. Adding electrolytes is a great way to replenish and rebalance your body, mind, and mood. However, most electrolyte drink mixes contain added gums, sugars, colors, and even added oils. I'm really picky about what goes into my body. So that's why I choose Elements Raw Unflavored Electrolyte Mix. Elements Unflavored version contains a science-backed electrolyte ratio of salt, magnesium, and potassium. Those three simple ingredients are in their raw unflavored packs. So whether you just finished a workout, sauna session, or just need to hydrate for your mental health, Element is formulated to help anyone with their electrolyte needs and is perfectly suited for those following a keto, low-carb, vegan, or paleo diet. And right now, Element is offering my listeners a free sample pack with any purchase. That's 8 single-serving packets free with any Element order. Element also has a no questions asked refund policy. So if you try it, don't like it, they will give you your money back guaranteed, no questions asked. So you have nothing to lose. Just go to drinklmnt.com/digest to get this amazing offer. Well, I want to dive in to so many questions, but since we're on the topic of scents in particular, so I feel like so many things, they have scents. Like my mom, she would buy the All Free and Clear detergent thinking that was the best. Oh, your dad has allergies. And he did. And I think it did help. But as I was looking at the, this was a long time ago, but I was looking at the ingredients, which, by the way, are not actually on the tub or the canister, which is another topic I want to talk about, why ingredients are not on laundry detergents and cleaning products. But long story short, so I had to look it up online, and there was fragrance in the quote free and clear stuff. And I'm like, okay, well, what the heck? And as I began to strip my home after I moved out from these types of things, and then I used it again. Right. And I was like, I'll just use it right now for the laundry. I could smell the scent.
Right.
Isn't that weird? But I couldn't detect it prior.
No. Yeah. Well, we talk about this. It's called unmasking. And so, it's like if you smoke, well, you may not know, and I wouldn't either, but if you're a smoker and you smoke for you pack a cigarette every day for years and years, it doesn't bother you. And then you stop smoking and you're around someone with one cigarette and you're like, oh my gosh, how did I do that for so long? So we always challenge people. We'll say, okay, so you've been using Tide Free and Clear, you've been using Bounce, whatever these names are, highly, highly scented trash bag, even scented trash bags. Okay, get it out, stop using it. 10 days, just 10 days is the 10-day challenge, and see if you're not affected. I mean, people usually can never go back. And then when they go back home, or they're back at an in-law's home, or they're staying in a friend's house or an Airbnb or going down the grocery store aisle, they're like, oh my gosh. And we want that. We want our bodies to be unmasked, because God has given us these red flags. Like, we don't want to feel good around these chemicals. We're not supposed to. It's called maladaptation. So after so many years, our bodies literally start compensating and maladapting to our environment. And especially if you're a child that grew up with that, I mean, even starting in utero, it's like ingrained in your bloodstream. But back to the free and clear, I can't tell you how many people have said the same thing. Well, it did kind of help, and it is free and clear. Well, the sad part is that the cleaning industry is unregulated, and you do not have to list products in the cleaning product ingredient on the label.
Why so, is that? Let's talk.
Listen, with food, of course you have to. With personal care products, of course you have to. But in the end, it makes no sense, because what you put in, on, and around your body all go to your bloodstream, affect your digestion, affect your organs, store in your organs, affect our metabolism. So it truly makes no sense. And if you think about especially our laundry products, I mean, they are literally ingrained in the fibers of our being, because we never escape them. I mean, our clothes, our washcloth, when we're naked in the shower.
Right. Our underwear. We wash our underwear.
Like, I mean, it's everything. There are labs that actually you can send urine or blood to, I think specifically, but blood for this one, and they can tell you what detergent you're using. I mean, you are what you use. So basically with something like Free and Clear, they use masking agents. So they actually add more chemicals to essentially mask the fragrance of the product. So it can say scent free, but it doesn't have to be necessarily be fragrance free. So scent and fragrance are two completely different things. And the fragrance industry, I mean, talk about crazy. I mean, you have tens of thousands of different chemicals that can be, well, that's not true. You have about 3,100 different chemicals that can be put under the single word fragrance. But when you think about the combination of those and all the different products you're using throughout the day, I mean, sure, maybe a little bit of this, a little bit of that. We used to think the old toxicology model was the dose makes the poison. Well, again, another example of how we can't wait for science, because now we have the toxicology model of epigenetics, which is really the science of hope, which shows us that we actually, in our choices, have the ability to turn on and off DNA expression, turn on and off cancer genes. So there's hope in that it's not just our genetics, you know, it's in genetics, loads the gun, environment and choices pull the trigger. So we have so much control. But something kind of that you have to understand when you look at that model is that it's not about the dose makes the poison, because even a very small amount of a toxic chemical can cause a lot of harm. They say actually one drop in an Olympic-sized swimming pool is enough to affect our hormonal system. So we have to be our own advocates.
I mean, that's insane. And it just makes me super, I guess, frustrated with the whole industry, because people want to know what's in their products. And if they don't see it on the actual, if there's no ingredient label, then how would they know? And they'll just pick it up and buy it and just base it off of marketing, right?
Right. Well, I mean, you literally led perfectly into what I was going to say. We just developed a course called Toss the Toxins. It's an online course. But you don't even have to take the course. We have tons and tons of free information on our blog and newsletters. But essentially, we tell people how to vet products, which products are safe, which products aren't. You do not have to be a scientist. You don't have to be a chemist. The number one thing we tell people is if you do not see an ingredient list on a product, get it out of your house. Because there is absolutely no product that is safe that is not going to brag about how safe it is, right?
Right, right. No, that's totally true.
If you have nothing to hide, you're going to show it, right? If there's a caution, warning, or danger, get it out. So even though the industry is unregulated, there are certain words, like I said, caution, warning, and danger are actually EPA signal words. So if certain ingredients are present in the product, they must say something like caution, warning, or danger. So get those out as well. And then we say, so now that you're looking at all products with ingredient lists, if you see the word fragrance or parfum, get it out. It has a synthetic fragrance. Every single synthetic fragrance has been shown to cause endocrine disruption. No place for them in the home ever. So now you're left with products that have an ingredient list. There's no warning signs. There's no fragrance. And then we tell people to go to the very last ingredient on the list, because that's usually the most toxic, the very small amounts of preservatives and, oh, just a little bit here, a little bit there. And we say, put that in the EPA, EWG Skin Deep database. And you want it to, there's a 0 through 10 rating. You want it to have a 1 or a 2. And if it's a 3 or above, we say, get it out. So that's essentially, I mean, it's so simple and it's so easy. And there are products that fit this criteria. It's not just like, come get Branch Basics. I mean, there really, really are. And you can vet pretty much every single product you put, you know, on your body and around your body.
Yeah. Way. Well, and I love that about Branch Basics too, because so many of your products are EWG, not just like a 1 and 2, but a lot of them are verified, which is like a 0, which is the best you can get.
It is. It is.
It's amazing.
MadeSafe certified is the absolute most stringent criteria. It basically means that it's free of about 5,000 of the top chemicals. So anyone that sees a MadeSafe certification, you know that you're in the right spot.
Yeah, I love it. And I want to talk about how we can use your products too. But before we kind of get into that, I do want to ask, what are some common everyday products that contain scents and fragrances that we may not even realize? Like just for example, like toilet paper or tampons or whatever, right?
Yeah. It would actually be easier for you to ask me what is a common product that does not have a fragrance.
Ooh, yeah.
You know, because it's crazy. I mean, I honestly think that Synthetic fragrances are one of the most harmful and insidious things that's happening in our culture today. I mean, it didn't used to exist when our parents grew up. I mean, when we grew up, we didn't have shoes, for instance, for kids that had infused fragrances in the silicone. I mean, now I go to the shoe department for my kid the other day at Nordstrom, and I can hardly breathe because all the shoes are like strawberry and vanilla. And I'm thinking, my child is going to run around all summer with sweaty feet that are going to uptake all these chemicals. And like, heck no, I'm not going to buy her a scented shoe. You know, and she goes to school and she gets a reward for helping the teacher and they give her a scratch and sniff bookmark. Or we have a birthday party and we come home with bath bombs and scented stickers. I mean, I think girls are obviously, little girls are more targeted. The doll that my daughter got for her birthday has a scented doll. It's vanilla scent. You know, why do you need a scented doll?
That's crazy. But I mean,
kids.
Even, yeah, exactly. That's just kids. But what about like even things that you can't smell, but they still have fragrance? You know, like you were saying with the laundry detergent, they add chemicals to mask the fragrance.
Right. I mean, listen, when you're unmasked to the point that I am and that you are, you're going to smell it. I mean, I know if something has a fragrance, if you know, and the person next to me is like, I don't smell anything. I'm like, well, get it away from you for a few days and you'll smell it. My nanny, it's interesting. She's in her mid-20s. She's worked with me for a few years. She uses only Branch Basics. But she uses a shared washer and dryer. And so her clothes go through a very contaminated washer and dryer, even though she's using Branch Basics. And I've always noticed when she comes to my house, I had noticed that her clothes definitely had a scent, but I knew she used my product. So I just figured, you know, she probably has some sort of contamination or in her apartment smells, but she was doing the best she could, right? So I ended up taking her through this 10-day kind of detox where we actually got her all new organic clothes from Pact. Only ate organic food. We did a urinalysis on day 0. And then on day 10, the BPA, the phthalates, the methyl parabens, everything plummeted. The levels plummeted in 10 days because you have to understand that these chemicals, these endocrine disrupting chemicals are ubiquitous. They're everywhere, but they're not forever. So forever chemicals are like PFAS, Teflon, stuff like that. Their half-life is a very long time and they have a very hard time leaving the body. The plasticizers and the endocrine disrupting chemicals leave the body as soon as we stop using them, inhaling them, putting them on our body. So there's a lot of hope and encouragement in that. Even after a few days of not drinking out of plastic water bottles or BPA cans, I mean, you can see noticeable differences in studies that we can cite. So anyway, all that to say, we came back from this kind of 10-day experience with my nanny, and she opens up her bag with her clothes that she was wearing, had been wearing. And she's like, Allison, I can't even put these on. These smell so bad. And I'm thinking, oh, she finally is unmasked. It made me so happy. Of course, we've had to decontaminate her washer and dryer and stuff. She's in a better place now. But that's how insidious these chemicals are. And they embed themselves in the fibers of our upholstery, our wallpaper, our obviously our clothes, you know. So, yeah.
Well, how did you decontaminate the washer and dryer? I'm curious.
Yeah, we actually have articles on our website about decontaminating your laundry room, your washer, your dryer. You can use vinegar, baking soda. You run cycles without clothes, high heat cycles. I'll be honest, there are some that are so contaminated after so many years of dryer sheets and detergents that you're just never going to have that neutral smell ever. I've been in that situation and we went ahead and just got new ones, but there is a lot that you can do.
Okay. Yeah. So go to Branch Basics. They have articles, which I love. Your website is so resourceful. And back when I had a dog and she's passed, but when she was alive, I would wash her with actually like Branch Basics. And you had an article on your website sharing how to do that because it's so safe. You could even wash your pets with the concentrate. And I love it.
It's amazing. I will say, because my kids, like we'll use Dr. Bronner sometimes or just great quality soaps, but because they're saponified oils, they sting your eyes. And I mean, I hear my 2-year-old shrieking because they got in her eyes, but then I'm like, okay, grab the Branch Basics. Why did we put this soap in the bathtub or whatever? And I mean, their eyes don't sting. They're really great for pets and small kids.
Yeah. And I love it. And so what are some other ways that we can use Branch Basics? Because I feel like whenever I share about it on my Instagram, and I honestly, I feel like I should even share about it more because sometimes I feel like I'm just oversharing. But obviously, we just talked about pets, but like kids' toys, fruits and vegetables. Like it's so crazy that the same thing that you can clean like your contaminated bathroom with, you can wash your delicate veggies with.
Yes, that people don't remember that laundry, they don't remember that we can use it as a hand soap. Kelly's always saying that the best kind of most surprising use is as shaving cream. I mean, literally pumping the foam bottle on your legs. Her husband uses it for his face. When you are doing your windshield wiper fluid, you can use the Branch Basics window and glass. I take it for my car wash.
That's a great tip for like Windex, you know, like a, because everyone's looking for a clean window cleaner.
Yes, I will say we actually, because we just put our house on the market for the first time, we actually hired a professional to come do some of the exterior windows. Nicest guy ever. And he shows up with his two bottles of Windex kind of like strapped to his belt. I said, I'm so sorry, but I'm not going to let you use that even on the outside. Because I know with my 1950s home, whatever you spray on the outside is going to end up in the inside of my house. And he's kind of doubtful looking at me. And I'm like speaking in my broken Spanish. And he ends up doing my whole house. He comes in. He was like, where did you get this? This is amazing. He was like, I don't have a headache. I don't even smell it. I didn't think it was going to work. I mean, he has all these clients and he's like, I'm going to tell everyone about it. Of course, I loaded him up with Branch Basics. So I'm like, this poor guy is using Windex day in and day out. It doesn't have to anymore.
So. Oh, yeah. I mean, you have to think of these poor people that have a cleaning job. And I know like cleaning ladies, and there was actually, correct me if I'm wrong, but I believe there's actually studies that say like cleaning ladies that do that as a profession, they actually gain weight around their midsection specifically.
Yes. Yes. Something that people don't realize is that these hormone disrupting chemicals are actually obesogens. So they're asthmogens, carcinogens, neurotoxins, and obesogens. And the reason for that is that our bodies are so smart and God has made us in a way that in order to protect our vital organs, we will actually store toxins in fat cells. And that is way safer than them affecting our liver or kidneys or pancreas or thyroid. But what will happen is when our fat cells have reached kind of this threshold of a storage, they will either expand or multiply. So a lot of times when Marilee works with clients, they call because they have a husband with an issue or usually a child with an issue. And then they call back a few weeks later and they're like, I've lost 8 pounds. I'm so confused. Marilee's like, don't be confused. These chemicals are metabolic disruptors. And when you get rid of them, your body naturally starts releasing the toxins, which means you don't need the fat to store them.
That's amazing. Yeah. I mean, that's just one tip. Now, I also want to kind of go and ask, what about for all the naysayers that are like, well, what do non-toxic cleaning products actually clean? Like, don't we need it to disinfect and, you know, kill the germs? Like, how does it kill the germs then? You know?
Yes. Such a great topic. So not the CDC is my favorite, you know, group in the world, and I usually don't cite them, but I will say they, during COVID, came out with a statement that we wholeheartedly stand behind. And it is that regular soap and water or a mild surfactant is the absolute best way to tackle germs. Because the truth of the matter is disinfectants do not remove, they do not clean. So they remove germs, they kill germs, but they only do that if the surface has already been cleaned. And people do not understand that. They're not reading the instructions on Clorox. So it always says, first clean the surface, then use the disinfectant to kill the germs. So what we say is instead of killing the bad bacteria and the bad germs, which also kills the good bacteria that leaves you even more susceptible to sickness and disease because your immune system, your microbiome has now been compromised. Instead of doing that, why don't we just clean and remove the germs, which leaves the microbiome health intact. You're not creating the potential of superbugs. So when you actually do need the antibiotic, it will actually work because you don't have all these superbugs in your body. So there is really no reason to kill unless you are in a hospital-like situation. There's been MRSA, there has been a horrible sickness in the house and you need to use something for like high touch areas. But even then you can use hydrogen peroxide, you can use rubbing alcohol. There is literally, and I mean, I hope everyone is listening to me, there is no reason for toxic disinfectants in the home. There's no reason. Kelly's husband was a doctor on the COVID team for 2 years. They don't have one disinfectant in their entire home. He stood behind that wholeheartedly, never got sick. No one in the house got sick. I look at these homes and some of my friends, and of course, people with Branch Basics, they'll call in and they're always sick and they're always getting all these issues. And it's this idea that we have to disinfect all the time. And the gut and the brain connection, as you know, Bethany, is so direct and so powerful. And the more that we kill this good bacteria in our body, I mean, I think it's an epidemic that's really causing a lot of issues, especially behavioral issues, brain fog, sleep disorders, thyroid issues. Because of these disinfectants in the home.
Yeah. And something that really stuck with me in what you said was, it's almost like antibiotics for your home.
I love that. Yes.
And everyone knows how antibiotics kill the microbiome, the good bacteria and the bad. So when you said, well, it's killing the good like Clorox is killing the good and the bad bacteria. That's just like an antibiotic.
Which you should only use if absolutely necessary. You shouldn't just take a Z-Pak every time you have a sniffle, right? So that's the exact, I love that analogy. I've never heard that before.
Well, yeah, free to use it. Go for it. But right, it is. It's like, man, everyone's doing the best that they can for their body, eating the right things, doing everything. And sometimes they need to take that extra step on really cleaning out the toxins and really paying attention. And some people are doing the best that they can. And I know also a lot of people have the idea or the notion that, well, non-toxic cleaning products are more expensive. And I also want to just point out that I haven't tried all the non-toxic products, but I definitely just stick to Branch Basics. Your concentrate, it may be more expensive as far as like the one purchase, but it lasts forever. So it's actually not.
It is not. I just hear my husband's quote in my head, numbers don't lie. Numbers don't lie. And our numbers don't lie. I mean, when you break it down by ounce, once you've diluted the concentrate to the proportions, the ratios that we tell you on the bottle. So if you're not familiar, if you're listening, we sell a 32-ounce liquid concentrate. In the starter kit, you can either get a glass or a plastic starter kit, and it's going to have 6, I believe, empty bottles. And there's going to be streak-free for like windows and glass, all-purpose, bathroom, hand soap, laundry. Am I missing one? Maybe there's only 5. But the point is, once you add the water to the fill line and then add the certain amount of concentrate, every bottle is extremely economical, competitive with even conventional products, around $3 a bottle for an all-purpose. And on top of that, you never have to buy the spray bottles or the pump foamer or the laundry bottle again. You just keep rebuying the concentrate and filling it up. So, I mean, on average, people are buying, I want to say the number was around $550 worth of cleaning products a year, because you're buying a bottle, you're using it, you're throwing it out. You go back to the store and you walk down this long toxic aisle of basically water with a few drops of some toxic chemicals. And what's so interesting about marketing and what we have been led to believe is that our oven cleaner and our toilet cleaner, God forbid you use one on the other. They're so different, but they're not. They're not that different. I mean, yes, they are in some ways, but we are just fooled into thinking we have to have a different product for every single need. And it's just not the case. Mm. You take a good quality soap or a high quality surfactant, like what Branch Basics is, and you can tackle every single cleaning need.
Yeah, and that's actually really true. Marketing is crazy as far as, well, you have to have this for your bathroom, this for your kitchen, this for your floors, which I've also used your concentrate on my floors. So that's just another tip. But now you do have a powder though, and can you explain how to use it for laundry specifically?
Yes, so we have our Oxygen Boost, which is a non-toxic, like kind of a scouring agent, almost like a non-toxic OxyClean Comet, right? So to me, it's like the dynamic duo. It's really impossible for me to do laundry without using the Oxygen Boost. So of course I use the little bit of the Branch Basics liquid concentrate in the laundry bottle. And then I put a scoop of the Oxygen Boost at the bottom of the cylinder, and then I add my clothes. So for whites, it will whiten whites. It brightens colors, removes stains. And it's basically sodium percarbonate and sodium bicarbonate. It is like an amplified baking soda. And it really, I think, comes down to the way that we synergize the two, and actually the surface, like material, like the way that we actually broke down the surface of the little granules, because it's able to get inside the fibers of clothes. The stain removing power of the Oxygen Boost is actually unlike anything that people have seen. I mean, there's hardly a stain that we can't get out when you can soak something overnight in the Oxygen Boost. But then also if you've burned pots and pans, we just let it then soak overnight with a little hot water and a scoop of Oxygen Boost. Come the next morning, you can just scrape off all the burned area. It's great for shower, grout, you know, mold and mildew. So we do love the Oxygen Boost. It's a great one.
Yeah, I mean, I just love it. And you have even like dishwasher tablets now, which I shared on my Instagram maybe like a few weeks ago, because I was like, you know, the dishwasher tablets that you typically buy can disrupt your gut microbiome. There's actually studies to show this.
Yes.
And
eating it, you're essentially eating it. I mean, you're putting it in a high heat machine and you're baking on these chemicals. And what's interesting, it's again, back to this idea of being masked, because if you use it every day, you don't taste it. You don't smell it. But if I go to a friend's house or I borrow one of their kids' stuff, if we're out and about, and I mean, I'm like, before I even can take the sip or eat, I can already smell the dish detergent.
Yeah. It's crazy how so many people are just unaware or desensitized to it. And
absolutely.
Something that I also heard is, couldn't it affect anxiety? Like all these chemicals?
Yes. Well, they're neurotoxins. So they're going to affect our brain in different ways, whether it's anxiety, behavioral disorders, autism spectrum disorders, just amplifying something they were already predisposed to. Even, you know, obviously allergies and asthma, brain fog. You know, I keep mentioning brain fog because I think that that's something that, again, we've normalized. And just because it's common, it doesn't mean that it's normal. And we shouldn't have this afternoon slump and needing of our Coke or our coffee or whatever it is. And we're just surrounded by so many things that are degrading our brain health.
Wow. Yeah. Well, I want to talk for like another hour, but I know that you are pressed for time. But what's one takeaway that you can leave my audience with?
I think back to this idea of, you know, I was saying epigenetics has been coined the science of hope. And I want people to feel, when they hear my story, when they hear this conversation, I want them to feel hope. I don't want them to get off of, you know, listening and thinking, oh my gosh, my whole life is so toxic, or I've been messing up my kids, or oh my gosh, what can we do? Guys, I want you to understand that our bodies can regenerate till the second that we die. It is amazing the amount of people who are given a diagnosis and slap it on their chest, just like I did in high school, and never think that we have control. Never think outside of the box, you know, Google a few things, think, okay, well, this is what I have. This is the outcome. This is the result, or we all have it. So my kids have it. Or my parents had it, you know, and it's just not the case. Our bodies are beautiful. They're amazing. They are mysterious. And if we can bit by bit, look around at the things that we do every single day, start with the things you do every single day. Start with pesticides. Number one thing, if you have an exterminator, cancel the exterminator. We have an entire thing on our website about pesticide-free, toxic-free ways of getting rid of bugs. You don't have to live with bugs. But lice shampoo, mildew asides, fungicides, anything with the word aside, get it out. There is no place for it inside the home. Next, go to fragrances, look at your laundry. The things that you are in contact with every single day, don't even go to your pantry and your fridge yet if that freaks you out. Just don't do it. Start with the things, like especially if you have a young family, if you have a husband who is going to roll his eyes at all this, don't get them involved. Like, give them an entire liver cleanse just by removing some of the things that are in your cabinets and in drawers and that are creating this low-level chemical soup in your home's air that are not even being used, but are just emitting, even if it's parts per million, billion, trillion, you, by removing those things, are freeing up your air and thus your health to just achieve better health for you and your whole family.
I love that. A message of hope for sure. And a lot of people need that right now. And I think I have a code for Branch Basics. If anyone listening wants to try, I think it's a little sipper. It's LILSIPPER. I'll be sure to put that in today's show notes. And again, just go check out Branch Basics. I love your story, Allison. Thank you for sharing. So inspiring.
Thank you, Bethany. I'm so thankful for this time, for this platform, and thank you to everyone listening.
Thanks for listening to this episode of Digest This. If you enjoyed this episode, please leave a review in your podcast app to let us know. If you're ever wondering how you can support me and this podcast, sharing it with your friends and family is the best way. This is a Resonant Media production produced by Drake Peterson and edited by Mike Fry. To email the show, message us at digestthispod@gmail.com. See you next time. The content of this show is for educational and informational purposes only. It is not a substitute for individual medical and mental health advice and does not constitute a provider-patient relationship. As always, talk to your doctor or health team first.